Armed forces in Bahrain have launched an assault on protesters camping in a square in the capital, Manama. Pearl Square has become one of the focal points of the protest movement pressing the country's Sunni rulers for political reforms. Saudi forces, invited by Bahrain's King Hamad, entered the country yesterday. Today, security forces blocked highways leading to the capital, neither letting people enter or leave. The BBC is reporting that armoured vehicles moved in shortly after dawn and that armed forces now appear to have full control of the square. Mohammed is a photographer who was in the square when the troops arrived, then left to send his pictures because mobile coverage in the square had been jammed. I spoke to him as he was trying to get back there.
6 o'clock in the morning, I've seen armies, tanks, artillery, Humvees, armoured vehicles, all heading towards Lulu roundabout.
Were you there at the roundabout?
I wasn't at the roundabout. I was heading towards the roundabout. On the highway towards the roundabout. I took the pictures. I got to the Lulu roundabout. I wanted to send it, but I couldn't because all connection over there has been stopped.
What did you see at the Lulu roundabout?
Several thousands of people, women, males, females, everything you have in the roundabout, of all ages, all sexes. It's going to be a massacre. It's going to be truly a massacre. Believe me, it's going to be a massacre.
I heard chanting behind you just then. Where are you now?
I'm trying to get to Lulu again. They have blocked the roads with armies. They have fired machine gun rounds at us.
So you have seen them firing already?
They fired at me. That's another shot. That's another shot right now. That's another one. Can you hear
it? Yes, I can hear it. How far away are they?
200 meters.
And is that a soldier or what is that that's firing? Is it a tank?
They are soldiers. They're soldiers on the ground, manning, on the ground, walking.
And are they firing into the air or are they firing at you?
They are firing both, at the air and at us.
Have they hit anyone?
Not yet. We are not yet.
How many are in the group where you are?
We are at least 1,000 people here.
So, where are you now? You're not in Lulu.
We are not in Lulu. We're trying to head into Lulu, but we can't get in there.
So this is the troops that are surrounding Lulu, and you're coming up in their rear, if you like.
These troops, they're not surrounding. These troops are... They're not fires again. These are at least 10 kilometers away from Lulu. We are at Bodeya Road, heading towards the main highway, and they are blocking access to the highway. This is 10 kilometers away from Lulu.
And are these Saudi troops?
I can't make a difference, to tell you the truth. I think they're Bahraini troops.
And when you saw the tanks and helicopters and the major force moving towards Lulu, were they Saudis?
They were Saudis. They were Bahrainis, yes.
And what do Bahrainis think about the Saudi force?
It's an invasion. It's an invasion of foreign troops. They're firing again. It's an invasion of foreign troops into a land. Into a land where we only basically ask for our rights.
That's a Bahraini photographer who was just outside Pearl Square when we spoke to him. And I should explain that Lulu is the Arabic word for pearl.